Welcome to Torah Imecha, Nach Yomi with the OU's Women's Initiative. I am Rebecca Belazon, and today we are learning Shoftim Perek Yedalad. As we begin Perek Yedalad, we will see some of the things that Shimshon does and perhaps think that they're questionable. But I think it's important to keep in mind that Shimshon is a Shofet, he's a Nazir from utero, and he lived his life to accomplish his mission. The Medrash and Bereishis Rabbah tells us that when Yaakov blessed his children, he saw Shimshon and he was convinced that Shimshon was the Mashiach until he actually saw that Shimshon died, and thus Yaakov said, "L'shuascha ki visi Hashem, for your salvation, I hope for Hashem." Yaakov saw Shimshon's life from beginning to end, and he still thought that he was Mashiach. Certainly, Yaakov knew of all of Shimshon's deeds. Additionally, Chazal tell us that Hashem showed Moshe the descendants of Dan that messed up, and Shimshon was not included in them. Not only that, but in order to comfort Moshe, Hashem showed Moshe Shimshon specifically, as he is also from Dan, and he was called the Goel Yisrael. So Pasuk Aleph begins that Shimshon goes down to Timnah, and he saw a woman in Timnah from the daughters of the Plishtim. And Shimshon went up to tell his parents, and he said, "I saw this girl in Timnah from the daughters of Timnah. Now please go and take her for me as a wife." The fact that Shimshon wants to marry a non-Jewish girl is troubling, especially after reading about his miraculous birth and his special mission. The Radak in the end of the last parak addresses this, and he writes, "V'yesh l'tmoa, ha'ech mi tziva alav ha'borei et barach liyot kiddushato min ha'betan, ech netamei b'bnot ha'plishtim." How could it be that a person that God commanded this level of sanctity and holiness from the womb could go out and become defiled through marrying the daughters of Plishtim? And he continues that obviously the non-Jewish girls that Shimshon married were converted, because it can't be that the Shofet of Bnei Yisrael and their savior would marry Plishti girls and be over on a lav not to marry them. We also do not find in the text that he's actually punished for these actions, nor does it say that he did the ra, that he did bad in the Be'enei Hashem, in the eyes of God. Now, according to the Malbim, this was inspired by God, because Shimshon only saw this woman, and then he requested that his parents arrange the marriage. He didn't even speak to her to see if she would be willing, or if she would want to convert, or maybe even to ask her parents if they would allow this marriage to go through. And Shimshon's parents respond, Pasuk Gimel, "Are there no girls in your nation that you need to go to another nation to find a wife? And specifically the Plishtim, the nation that's oppressing us?" And many in Mefarshim contend that she was Megayer, that she converted, as Shimshon took her Derech Nisuin, he took her through Jewish halachic marriage. And Shimshon responds and he says, "Please take her for me because she is fitting in my eyes." And now it's interesting to note that the Pasuk says Shimshon responded to his father. His mother is not included. According to some Mefarshim, Shimshon only tried to convince his father because his mother was literally beside herself. She was worried that not only was Shimshon not becoming the great leader that he was meant to be, but he was even prepared to marry a Plishti. He was prepared to marry a non-Jewish girl. And Pasuk Dalid tells us, "Va'aviv imo lo yadu ki me Hashem hi." And his parents did not know that this was from God, because Shimshon actually sought a pretense against the Plishtim, because at this time the Plishtim were ruling Bnei Yisrael. So Hashem made it seem that Shimshon's actions were due to a personal issue that he had with the Plishti people and not because of Bnei Yisrael's rebellion. Hashem wanted Shimshon to have this pretense against the Plishtim, and Shimshon knows this. But then when Shimshon's desires for these women get involved, it corrupts the idea. Pasuk Hey continues, and Shimshon and his parents go down to Timnah, and they came to the vineyards of Timnah, and a young lion roared towards him. Now it's interesting to note that while he went down with his parents, the lion only roared towards Shimshon. Now, according to the Malbim, since Shimshon was a Nazir, he went in a roundabout way not to even go close to the vineyard. Therefore, he separated from his parents and he met the lion alone. Pasuk Vav tells us, "Vatitzlach alav ruach Hashem," and the spirit of God rested on Shimshon, and Shimshon then tore apart the lion like a person would tear apart a goat, even though he had nothing in his hands. According to the Malbim, Hashem is showing Shimshon in this incident that he has this tremendous strength and that now he is ready and able to be successful against Hashem's enemies. And Shimshon goes down and he spoke with the woman. Some say that Shimshon spoke to her directly to ask her, will she marry him? Or perhaps he spoke to her relatives on her behalf. According to the Malbim, Shimshon spoke to her directly to see if she was intelligent, to see if she had good qualities, and she was pleasing in Shimshon's eyes. And he returned after a few days to take her, and he turned aside to see the carcass of the lion. And behold, a swarm of bees was in the body of the lion with honey. Now the Malbim comments at this point, and he says, at this point in time, there were no more grapes in the vineyards. Shimshon did not have to go in this roundabout way, but he chose to go in this way. He chose to go back to this place because this is a place that God made a miracle for him and he wanted to give thanks to Hashem. And Shimshon separated the honey into his hands and he went on eating it as he went on. And he went to his mother and his father and he gave them the honey to eat as well. But he did not tell them that he had separated this honey from the body of the lion. According to the Malbim, because Shimshon went to take a woman from the Plishtim, he stumbled and he ate devash tameh. He ate this impure honey. So we see that there are clearly some Mefarshim who do not view Shimshon's acts and actions as purely positive. And Shimshon's father went down concerning the woman, and Shimshon made a feast as the young men would do. According to the Malbim, Shimshon's father went down to inform her to prepare for the wedding. And during that time, Shimshon made a 7-day feast before the wedding, as was the custom. And the Kli Yakar said that Shimshon's father went down before him to convert this woman and to have her immersed in the mikvah. Pasuk Yud Aleph continues, and it was when the woman and her father saw Shimshon coming, they took 30 friends and they were with him. The people were with him to speak to him, to make him happy. And Shimshon turns to them and he says, let me ask you a riddle. And if you can tell me the answer within the 7 days of feasting and you guess it, I will give you 30 linen sheets and 30 suits of clothing. According to the Das Mikra, it was actually customary to present riddles at celebrations as a form of entertainment. According to the Malbim, Shimshon actually gave them a clue in his riddle by saying, Umitasem, if you will find it, meaning if you actually search the city and its surroundings, you will find the solution to my riddle. But if you cannot figure out the riddle, you will need to give me 30 linen sheets and 30 suits of clothing. And they said to him, ask your riddle, game on, let's go. Now, according to the Malbim, even with this clue of Umatasen that you will find, the gamble is completely lopsided. Because number one, they had 30 minds to try to figure out this riddle. Number two, if they can't come up with the answer, each person will only need to provide Shimshon with one sheet and one suit, and Shimshon will need to give 30. And number three, they will have 14 days, 7 days of Shimshon's Mishteh and 7 days of the Sheva Brachos, the after marriage party. And Shimshon said to them the riddle, and he says, from the eater came out food and out of the strong came sweetness. But they could not tell him the riddle for 3 days. And it was on the 7th day, and they said to Shimshon's wife, please persuade your husband that he will tell us the riddle so that we don't burn your father's house. Did you call us here to impoverish us? Clearly they are threatening her and they want her to actually have the riddle canceled. She goes a step beyond and she actually tries to find out the answer of the riddle. According to the Malbim, this is the 7th day of the pre-wedding party, the Yemei HaMishteh HaBachurim, the day that, and actually the 7th day is what? The day that Shimshon got married, and the second set of 7 days begin. And now this woman was Shimshon's wife, and now she could try to get his secrets. She would have access to him. According to the Metzuzah, the 7th day was not the 7th day of the Mishteh, but rather it was the 7th day of the week, which we know as Shabbos. And surely Shimshon would not be spending his Shabbos with the Plishtim, which would give them an opportunity to ask and put pressure on his wife. Pasuk Tetzayin, Shimshon's wife cries to him, and she said, "You hate me. You do not love me. You ask my people a riddle, but you don't tell me the answer." And he said to her, "I didn't even tell my parents. Should I tell you?" And she cries to him for the seven days the feast lasted, and it was on the seventh day that he told her, because she had tormented him, and then she told the riddle to her people. And it was during this time of Sheva Brachos, that's meant to be a joyous time, meant to be a happy time, but she was sad and miserable. And she tormented Shimshon by pushing him away, by holding back from marital relations. And so finally, on the seventh day, he divulges the answer. He tells her the riddle, thinking she could keep the secret for one more day. But she goes and she tells her people, as she feels closer to them than her husband, who was not from her nation. And the men of the city say to him on the seventh day before sunset, "What is sweeter than honey, and what is stronger than a lion?" According to the Abarbanel, they do not answer with an obvious explanation, so they didn't want Shimshon to understand that his wife told them the answer. And so therefore, they tried to answer in a way that Shimshon would think that they happened upon this riddle themselves. And Shimshon said to them, "Had you not plowed with my heifer, would you not have found the answer to my riddle?" Meaning, if my wife didn't tell you the answer, would you have been able to figure it out yourself? And Hashem's spirit is on Shimshon, and he went down to Ashkelon, and he killed 30 men, and he took their clothing, and he gave the suits to those who told him the riddle. And we see here that there is obviously something different in Shimshon's Nazirus, because he becomes Tamei Mase, he becomes impure from dead people. And the Pasuk continues, Pasuk Yates, Shimshon is angry and he goes to his father's house, meaning he leaves this woman behind. And then the parak ends, and Shimshon's wife was given to his friend. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.